We are so sorry to hear about this. Superstar celebrity split. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner announcing they are divorcing after 10 years of marriage. ABC's Chris Conley has their story.
The statement released jointly on Tuesday by Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, ending many months of gossipy speculation, fueled most recently by images of a moving van outside their home. After much thought and careful consideration, we have made the difficult decision to divorce. We go forward with love and friendship for one another and a commitment to co-parenting our children, whose privacy we ask to be respected during this difficult time. They would meet in 2001 on the set of Pearl Harbor, falling in love 2 years later while shooting the film Daredevil.
Remember me?
And marry in the early summer of 2005. 10 years ago this past Monday, they immediately became one of Hollywood's favorite couples and would welcome 3 children. They each seemed to delight in spoofing others' perceptions of their relationship, as in this Handsome Man Club sketch from the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
You're my daughter, handsome.
Ben, it's enough. It's getting weird.
The end of 2012 saw ABC's Barbara Walters draw Affleck out about their marriage.
Lucky, I married a really wonderful woman who is a great mother.
Your wife gave up a good part of her career.
Indeed.
Does she ever resent it or resent you?
She has given up a lot of opportunities in her career for our kids. I don't flatter myself to think that it's for me, but it's because of me, in effect.
Upon winning the Best Picture Oscar for Argo in 2013, a bearded Affleck would pay tribute to his spouse in his acceptance speech, ever so candid about their relationship.
I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work, and there's no one I'd rather work with. So.
Weeks later, while hosting SNL, Affleck would comedically send up those remarks about marriage being work with the help of his wife.
Our marriage is the work of love. What would you have called it in a speech?
A gift. I would have said thank you to my wife. Our marriage is a gift.
And during a GMA interview last year, Garner spoke about how she tries to hold her family together amid work and forced separations.
I mean, you can't go for too long without being together as a unit. You can't, FaceTime is a must-time for us.
An end to a made-for-movie romance perhaps only Hollywood could start.
So does every guy have to go through all this just to find out your name?
For Good Morning America, Chris Conley, ABC News, New York.
Wish them all the best.
Mm-hmm. I really do.